with the event of September 11th, 2001, for me, many other things come to mind. In many respects, similar, and certainly in their effect on me. And I'd like now to read a poem I call Return to Hiroshima, set in Japan, in Hiroshima itself, and experience when I was in Japan as a visiting lecturer, teaching at Niigata University. The poem is divided into three parts. One is called Bombardier, the second Pilot, and the third Survivors. Bombardier. Coming out of the station, he expected to bump into the cripple who had clumped, bright pencils trailing, across his dreams for 15 years. Before setting out, he was ready to offer both his legs, his arms, his sleepless eyes. But it seemed there was no need. It looked a healthy town, the people gay, the new streets dancing in the famous light. Even the war museum, with its photos of the blast, the well-mapped rubble, the strips of blackened skin, moved one momentarily. After all, from the window one could watch picnickers plying chopsticks as before, the children bombing carp with rice balls. Finding not what he'd feared, he went home cured at last. Yet minutes after getting back in bed, a wood leg started clomping, a thousand eyes leapt wild, and once again he hurtled down a road paved white with flesh. On waking, he knew he had gone too late to the wrong town, and that until his own legs numbed and eyes went dim with age, somewhere a fire would burn that no slow tears could quench. Pilot. All right. Let them play with it. Let them feel all hot and righteous. Permit them the savage joy of deploring my inhumanity. And above all, let them bury those hundred thousands once again. I, too, have counted the corpses. And say this, if Captain X has been martyred by the poets, does that mean I have to weep over his moments of madness? If he dropped the bomb, and he did, if I should sympathize, and I do, I, too, have counted the corpses. Has anyone created a plaint for those who shot from that red sun of 1941? Or tried to rouse just one of those thousand Jonahs sprawled across the iron whale bed of Saipan Bay? I, too, have counted the corpses. And you, Tom Staines, who got it huddled in sweet Lucy at my side, I still count yours, regretting you did not last to taste the exultation of learning that perhaps 9 out of 10 of us, I too have counted the corpses, would not end up as fertilizer for next spring's rice crop. I'm no schoolboy, but give me a pencil and a battlefield, and I'll make you a formula. Take one away from one, and you've got bloody nothing. I, too, have counted the corpses. Survivors. Of the survivors, there was only one that spoke. but he spoke as if whatever life there was hung on his telling all. And he told all. Of the three who stayed, hands gripped like children in a ring, eyes floating in the space his wall had filled, of the three who stayed on till the end, one leapt from the only rooftop that remained. The second stands gibbering at a phantom wall, and is feared the last, the writer who had taken notes, will never write another word. He told all.